Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 this morning. And it is good to be a child of God. Amen. To be heaven bound with the hammer down. I'm not afraid of going to hell because I'm not going. Amen. I'm going to heaven because he bought me with his own blood. And I praise him so much for that today. Matthew chapter 24, you're willing and able to stand this morning. I'm going to read the first 8 verses and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart in the day and hour in which we live. So much uncertainty, so much chaos in the world. A lot of folk are worried about nuclear war and other things of that nature. But I want to tell you this, for the child of God, it's just about time to get out of here. Amen. Could be today. And I really hope that it is. You may say, wait a little longer, Jesus. You can say it all you want to. I've jumped over there with Brother John on the Isle of Patmos. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. To get out of here, praise God. At Jesus coming, amen. Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for mercy and for grace. Thank you that you bought us with your precious blood. I ask you now for a few minutes. I strengthen my voice, strengthen my body. I pray for unction of the Holy Ghost. I cannot preach without you, and I do not want to preach without you. I ask you to touch. May the word of God go forth in great power and great glory. Let it penetrate our hearts. I pray for that soul that's lost. Oh, my Father, I send the good Holy Ghost out to reprove them of sin and righteousness and judgment to come. Lord, may they repent and be saved. Help that discouraged child of God, that one that's heavy laden, that one that their mind is so confused and bewildered from the events of life. I pray for the backslider to get right. I pray for your people. May we receive strength for the journey today. Oh God, may we leave out of here with our heads up, our eyes upon you, and knowing this could be the day that you'll descend with the shout and the voice of the archangel. Help us, Lord, today, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And you can be seated. I want to preach this morning out of this text. Jesus is sitting with his disciples. He's let them know that their glorious temple is going to be destroyed. That he talked about in verse 2. And that did happen in 70 AD. And I want to stress something to you as we look at these verses. Understand this is more up to date, and it absolutely is more trustworthy than the news media. Amen. I'm not preaching a Hollywood a themed idea. I'm not preaching something that's mystical, something that's a dreamed up factor. But what I'm looking at this morning is the declaration of our Lord Jesus Christ about the end of this world. Hey, this thing ain't always gonna keep going. There is a time that there'll be at the end of this thing. Hey, today as you sit here, I understand we're standing between you, amen, and eternity. You that are lost, you need Christ, or else you'll lift your eyes in hell, being in torment. We that are saved, some of you are so burdened and so broken by circumstances and problems of life. But I'm telling you and reminding you that Jesus is coming and we're soon to leave here. I got dwelling on these verses for several days because, yes, events that are happening with our nation and other nations of this world. How to preach a few minutes on ready or not, Jesus is coming. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. Now, before I get to my thought, let me say this about Matthew chapter 24. The church is nowhere in this text. Remember the interpretation of Scripture, how you interpret Scripture, who's speaking, to whom they are speaking to, and what's being said. Well, he is talking to the Jew, and he is talking about tribulation text. Amen. That's why I'm not enduring to the end, as a verse in this same chapter says later. I'm not enduring to the end. I am sealed to the day of redemption. Salvation and the keeping of my soul is not based on what I can do. Are you listening? It's not my performance that's going to get me to heaven, but it's the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how I'm going to heaven, and that's how you go if you go with me. Amen. I'm saying to us today that the Lord's coming. I want you to be reminded of that. Somebody said, preacher, they preach it. And I know some folk are no longer excited about preaching. But here's why I'm preaching. 1 John 3 and verse 3 says, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Hey, realizing Jesus could come today helps you in your walk with him. Amen. Hey, friend, understand something. Though the church is not mentioned, we are already seeing things that Jesus talked about now. There's only two things I'm going to give you, and I'll be done first this morning. I will look at the shadow of things to come. Though the church is not here, prophetic events that are prophesied in the Bible have very big shadows. Somebody has thought that the tribulation would be peace on earth. Oh no, that's millennial time. That's for us, amen. Amen, that's winners. And if you're saved, you're a winner. That's right. Hey, but these events are showing what is, hey, it's bad now, but it's going to get worse. We're seeing the shadow of things to come. We see the shadow of deception in verse 4 and 5. He told them, take heed that no man deceive you. I've never seen so many people deceived in all my life that are living on planet Earth this morning. Some of them think they're all right. Some don't want to believe in Jesus. They don't believe about the afterlife, but it doesn't change the truth at one bit. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an eternity ahead, and you're headed to either heaven or you're headed to hell. Amen. Deception. I'm shocked how many church folk are so deceived. Amen. Not just in the area of salvation. And I believe there's a multitude sitting on church pews in America today. Their names on a church roll. They've been baptized. They try to tithe. They try to do good. But they're lost. Amen. Hey, you can be religious and go to hell. Amen. I can't keep stressing this enough. I don't have religion. Don't want religion. I done seen what it's done for folk. It makes them mean and miserable. But I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why I can smile when it's bad. That's why I shout, because I know Him and He knows me today. I'm telling you, you need a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, don't be deceived. A lot of folk in the church world are listening to the news media and believing the lies. And they're liars. And I'm going to say it again, they're liars. Amen. By the way, there is not a political party anywhere in the world that can fix this mess. Amen. Don't be deceived. All the bleeding liberal hearts of our nation would have you believe everybody wants to live ungodly. But that ain't the case. There's some of us that are saved and we're content in Christ and we're enjoying the journey. And because Christ is with us, oh, friend, don't be deceived. There's the shadow of deception. There's the shadow of distress. Verse 6 and 7, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. Boy, we're seeing a lot of that right now. Amen. A lot of liberals of our day upset with our president. Talking fire and fury. That don't bother me none. I really don't. We ought not let other countries run us over. You call it political, call it what you want. I really don't care. I'm not a Trump man, or and I wasn't the past president's man or any president's man. I'm God's man. Amen. But I want to tell you something. This is nothing new. We've sat in these days before under the Kennedy administration. Some of you young ones don't know nothing about that. Some of you older will remember, man, there was folk distressed. Oh, they're going to push the button. We're going to be an all-out war. I'm going to tell you something. If it happens, it happens. But I can tell you this. If we get nuked when the smoke all clears, I'll be in the presence of God. Amen. It'll be all right. Amen. I'm not worried about North Korea. You hear me? Not worried about Russia. These things must come to pass. That's what that Bible said that I read to you. These things must come to pass. We're there. And it's just going to get worse. The shadows of destruction. People are scared today. They're terrified. I'm not. If I'm shaking, hold my hand, it's because all the energy I got inside of me of preaching. I may shake, but it ain't because I'm afraid. Not of this old world. And I'm going to tell you, when you're in the hand of Christ, everything's all right. Had a songwriter said it right. How peaceful it is in the arms of my Lord. Amen. Hey, there's the shadow of distress. Wars and rumors of wars. Nation rising against nation. It's just a shadow of things to come. And then the shadow of demonic activity. He's setting kingdom against kingdom. You understand there's a demonic world, a spirit world. I'm not talking about ghost chasers and ghostbusters. I'm not talking about these silly shows on television of hunting for ghosts and other such stuff. You listen to me. There is a world that's unseen, and it's fallen angels that fell with Lucifer, and some of them are loose, and they run to and fro and cause havoc and torment men. Are you listening to me? We're seeing an all-out spiritual attack. Some of you are depressed and discouraged, and it's demonic oppression. Amen. A Christian cannot be possessed. And the reason we cannot be possessed is when we got saved, the Holy Ghost moved on the inside. And he is not going to share the space with anybody else. Amen. That's exactly right. Hey, but I'm telling you, there's demonic forces that weigh and torment your mind and get you thinking crazy thoughts and have you believing that you're going to wind up falling and everything else. But hear me, greater is he that is in you, talking about the Christian, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. The shadow demonic activity. Oh, man, the devil hates our Lord and he hates us. Amen. There is the shadow also of drought and dearth. For it says, and there shall be famines. Now, some parts of the world are more affected by this than others. We keep having folk talk about global warming. I'm not a scientist, but I got enough sense I can read. And it ain't got near as hot as it's going to in this world. After the church gets raptured out and tribulation days come in here, he gonna cut the sun up. Amen. And you talk about drought. You talk about famine. Buddy, this world ain't seen nothing yet. The oceans begin to dry up, and the rivers and the lakes and the ponds will begin to dry up in the tribulation period. Amen. By the way, can I go back and punt one more time on deception? That's what the devil's doing with this global warming talk. You see, even the devil knows this Bible. You see, he gets enough of these TV shows about the end of the world and get enough folk up on a soapbox a hollering global warming. Everybody gets thinking this Bible's just a fairy tale, just another Hollywood story. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not a story. It is the truth of God, and the truth of God will stand forever. Amen. Oh, free in the shadow of drought and dirt, the shadow of disease. For it says, and pestilence, that's plague, those things that are contagious, infectious diseases, epidemic, and boy, the death rate runs high with them. Hey, we're seeing more and more diseases. They don't know what a lot of stuff is still. Are you listening to me? But it's just shadows of things to come. Amen. You see, when the church leaves here, go home and read Revelation 6. Them horsemen get loose. Death comes out of riding. Amen. And I want to tell you something, friend. There's a great multitude that'll die in the days of tribulation. You ought to go do the math. Billions of people in the world this morning. How many of them saved, I do not know. But let's just say a billion of them are. Had to leave a bunch more still behind. And you're talking thirds and fourths. You're talking about a multitude died in the tribulation period. Amen. You say, you're making me afraid. Well, hang around. I'm going to give you something more in a minute. But you need to understand what's coming on this world. Amen. You see, there's folk lost here today. You don't get saved, you're getting left behind. You're going to see more of what we're talking about than you ever dreamed before. Oh, friend, there's shadows of disease, shadows of destruction. For it says in earthquakes in divers places. Earthquakes and hurricanes and typhoons and tsunami. Yeah, on and on you could talk about natural disasters all the time. It's just going to get worse and worse. Somebody said, preacher, what do you think about and what do you describe about earthquakes? And what would you say? I'm going to tell you, it's the earth groaning. According to Romans chapter 8, this earth is groaning to be delivered. You listening to me? It's under the curse right now, but there's coming a day the earth will get made new. Amen. Hey, we find there's shadows of things to come. But I want to say this secondly, and I won't hold you on, but I'm about done. I want to remind us that are saved. Secondly, this morning, there is the Savior's coming. For he is coming again. He that come will not tarry. You listen to me? There is a time appointed that Jesus will come again. How do you know that? Well, three things. First, there's the promise of his coming. Jesus said in John 14, I go away. He said, but if I go away, I will come again. He has promised to return. Jesus said in Revelation 22 and verse 20, surely I come quickly. Jesus has promised to return. You know what I can say? His promises are true. He's fulfilled all these others. Why would he fail of the promise of his coming? Amen. Hey, he has promised to return. Well, preacher, what's the purpose? Well, we'll look at that a moment. The purpose of his coming. What's that for? Well, first of all, to resurrect the saints that have died. I want you to hear me. Look at me a minute. I've followed many a hearse down to the cemetery. Not only as a preacher, but I've had loved ones that have died. But I want to stress something to you. Hear me good. All those that were saved, they left that body, absent from the body, presence with the Lord. But there's coming a day when Jesus comes again. He is going to resurrect their body. Soul and body will come together. But listen to me, it won't be that old body. That body that's known sickness and pain and cancers and other diseases, it won't know anything about that, for they'll have a body fashioned unto his glorious body. You say, preacher, that sounds too good to be true. Oh, it's true. It's true. I say it all the time, and I'm telling you today, I have never buried a child of God. Did you hear what I said? I have never buried a child of God. Dogs bury bones. But we plant saints of God that died. Why do you word it? Because they're coming up in the resurrection. You plant something to see it come up. We just planted these loved ones, these family, these friends that have outgone us. But there's coming a day when Jesus comes again. He'll resurrect them. Then let me say, when they get ground level, we get raptured, we'll get changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hey, I'm telling you, the purpose is to resurrect the saints that have died, to rapture all of us that are saved. And may I say this? And there'll be reunion. Amen. We'll see those again who are saved and have died. We'll see them and know them, and they'll know us. Somebody said, you're just living a fairy tale. You're the one miserable. I'm not miserable. I've got hope in my heart. I've got joy like a river in my heart. Why, I've been saved. I know Jesus is coming again. Oh, to be reunited. But let me say, there'll be a revealing, because we're going to see Jesus for the very first time. That amazes me. Nowhere in Scripture does it say there's someone introducing us to Christ in the rapture. Saying, ladies and gentlemen, there he is. Oh, no. We just know him on sight. We've talked with him so much down here. We recognize his voice. Oh, my heart has been in tune with him for 37 years. Oh, and one day, face to face, I'll see him and not another. Oh, friend, what a hallelujah moment when we see the Lord for the first time, face to face. Oh, it's going to happen. Amen. As sure as we're gathered here today, it's really going to happen. Oh, and then there'll be rewards. Boy, you're faithful to serve him here. He'll give you a crown. Amen. Hey, child of God, you can lift up your head. Oh, it gets tough, yeah. I'm not minimizing your problems. I'm not saying your circumstances are not hard and it don't get rough in your mind sometimes. But hey, there is a brighter day coming. There's a better day coming when Jesus Christ returns to rapture us out of here. Amen. The big question this morning, you going with us? You going with us? We are stirred up down here. Last few weeks, we just kind of been experiencing a moving of the waters in a spiritual sense. And we're enjoying the trip. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, you smile too much. You get on us for looking sad at church. I'm going to tell you why. You can leave all that out yonder. Come into the oasis. That's where we're at today. We're here majoring on our problems. We're looking today at the fact that Christ is soon coming and he's going to get us out of here. Amen. Hope inside my heart. The world's worried and frazzled and everything. But hey, for the child of God, there's peace. There's peace. You say, preacher, you worried about folk lost? Yes, I am. Why I preach. That's why I give out a gospel tract. That's why I pray for sinners. I am burdened over those that are lost. But I'm not singing "Wait a Little Longer, Jesus." Not going to do it. You said, but preacher, if he comes today, there'll be folk lost. Let by, yeah, but if he don't come today, there'll be more lost tomorrow than they are today. Do you hear me? That's the truth. I'm telling you, the Lord's going to come. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen. I'm telling you, I get so weary in my mind seeing how the devil's wreaked havoc in family members of mine and your family and in this world, seeing homes bust up, seeing trouble on every side, see sickness of all kinds that people are going through, see a world that's gone crazy. Sometimes my mind, oh, it just wears on. But thank God, when I push all that aside, I know there's a better day. We're going to go very soon when Jesus comes. Yes, sir. Are you ready? Are you ready? Right now, boy, this body, the young preacher's done good last night. And there's a cut and a hum on too. Some of them, they thought they need to take a breath or two. When I was 23, I could preach like that for 30 minutes wide open too. Now they got to be a stopping point every now and then or I'd fall over. Amen. Now there's times still I can do it. But I get wore out. But thank God there's coming a day in a glorified body, in a mind that'll be able to comprehend a little bit more than we are now. Amen. And no doubt access to a better vocabulary than what I've got right now. Oh, friend, I'm looking for Jesus. If it's today, it sure would thrill me. Oh, the coming of the Lord is going to fix all my trouble. It really is. And if you're saved, it's going to fix yours. Amen? Hey, to know Christ and the free pardon of sin is the most glorious thing you will ever know. I mean that. But are you going to go with us? We want you to go with us. But it ain't just you come signing up, being one of the bunch. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to admit you're a sinner. And repentance means a turning from and a turning to. God don't save in sin. He saves from sin. That's why some men don't want to really get saved. They're going to have to leave that stuff behind. But I'm going to tell you something. I've got no regrets of repenting. Amen. I've got no regrets that I've turned my back on those old things that pulled and weighted me down. Hey, to be saved is glorious. Amen. You must be born again. If you're going with us, you got to be saved. Now, that's why, listen, the Lord's coming. I'm about done. We're going to have an invitation, but hear me. The Lord's coming, and it could be that's why I'm not going to waste my time criticizing other believers, and I'm not going to be critical and look down my nose at nobody, because the Lord's coming very soon, and I don't want to be caught ashamed. I'm not a busybody in other people's matters. Some of you need to quit being busybodies. You're going to get caught. The Lord's going to come, and you're going to be mighty embarrassed. Hello? We still preaching? Amen. Hey, the Lord's come. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to be walking with him. I want to be in fellowship with him. Amen. Are you in fellowship? Are you walking with him? Are you saved today? If not, today you can get things right with the Lord. Father, I pray you take this message, use it. I pray for the salvation of the lost and the encouragement of God's people. Lord, I am glad that I know Jesus is coming again. Lord, I pray one more time for those in this place. They're not saved. They're on that broad way, headed to a Christless, eternal, burning place, the lake of fire. Oh, Lord, may this be the day they get saved. Oh, Lord, we pray. Help us as your people. Lord, there's some people got some real heavy hearts. And Lord, we don't minimize what they're going through. But Lord, I'm glad greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Let's stand this morning. If you're not saved, we'd love to meet you in the old-fashioned altar with the Word of God. Show you how to be saved today. Child of God, maybe you're not living for the Lord like you should. I'd come get all that fixed up and say, Lord, I'm sorry for living my life in a far country. Child of God, you may be walking through a dark place, but thank God, just beyond the next hill is home. We're about there. Home's in sight. We want to be faithful, want to honor the Lord. While we sing, this altar's open. Whatever you need, come.